From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. An overcrowded wooden migrant boat has capsized in stormy seas off the coast of Malaysia, killing at least 13 people, according to Malaysian officials. Maritime officials say the boat was likely taking Indonesian workers back home to Sumatra Island when it went down Thursday, not far from the coastal town of Sabak. As many as 100 people are believed to have been on board the boat, say Malaysia officials, who have dispatched several vessels and a plane to look for survivors. As China flourished its military power in a spectacular parade Thursday, commemorating the victory over Japan in World War II, President Xi Jinping announced he plans to cut the world's largest military force by 300,000, or roughly 10%. In a speech he delivered shortly before a stream of tanks, ballistic missiles, drones, and goose-stepping soldiers rolled through Beijing's Tiananmen Square, Xi said the troops' cuts are in the interests of peace. Officials said the troop cuts will be completed by 2017. A 70-gun salute, a lavish display of military hardware, and the release of thousands of doves and balloons brought the event to a symbolic close. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei expressed support Thursday for a parliamentary vote in Iran on the nuclear deal Tehran agreed to with a group of six world powers. He said Parliament should not be sidelined in the process and that he would not tell lawmakers whether to approve or reject the agreement. In July, Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council and Germany, the so-called P5+1, agreed to a plan that calls for Iran to limit its nuclear enrichment activity in exchange for sanctions relief. This is VOA News. Against the backdrop of war in Iraq, Yemen, and Syria, and concerns about Iran's behavior in the Middle East, U.S. President Barack Obama will welcome Saudi King Salman to the White House Friday. It will be the Arab leader's first visit to the United States since ascending the throne in January, following the death of King Abdullah. The talks between President Obama and the king could not come at a more tumultuous time, as a U.S.-led coalition fights Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria, and a Saudi-led coalition beats back Iranian-supported Houthi rebels in Yemen. Thai authorities on Thursday announced they have arrested a third suspect allegedly connected to last month's fatal shrine bombing in Bangkok, and for the first time, they have named all of those in custody. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports.
Police say they have taken a third man into custody in their investigation of the August 17th blast at the Erawan Shrine. Officials say 38-year-old Kamarudeng Saho, identified as a Thai Muslim, was apprehended in the southern province of Naratiwat and is now undergoing military interrogation. He is being held under Article 44, which replaced martial law and gives the junta sweeping powers. The junta, in a midday televised announcement about the case, for the first time named the two foreign men who are also in custody. Army Colonel Wintai Suvari says they are Adem Karadak and Yusufu Miraili, but he does not mention their nationalities. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
The World Health Organization has again declared Liberia Ebola-free after 42 days without a laboratory-confirmed case of the deadly virus. The WHO announced the news Thursday. The nation now goes into a 90-day period of what the WHO called heightened surveillance, as health officials watch for any recurrence of the virus. Liberia was originally declared Ebola-free on May 9th. Halfway through the first heightened surveillance period, on June 29th, the WHO said a new case of Ebola was confirmed in a 17-year-old male who had died of the virus a day earlier. Guatemalan President Otto Perez Molina has resigned after being connected to a corruption case. A presidential spokesman said Thursday that Mr. Perez Molina, who has held power since 2012, submitted his resignation at midnight after a judge issued an order to have him detained for questioning. Guatemala's lawmakers stripped Mr. Perez Molina of his immunity on Tuesday. He's accused of orchestrating a customs fraud scheme known as The Line. The scandal has already resulted in the resignation of six of his cabinet ministers and his former vice president. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.